Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to bring in the coolest guy in town, at least in Los Angeles right now. His name is Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel. And by the way, he's a big Browns fan too. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm okay, guys. If I'm the coolest guy in town, then I'm doing something wrong.
Well, you're in Los Angeles, so that's why you're not the coolest guy in Cleveland right now. You're the coolest guy in L.A.
Well, no, like, if I'm the coolest guy in L.A., then I don't know. I mean, I like my life, but, like, where's the mansion on top of the hill if I'm the coolest guy in town?
That's okay. You're humble. That's why. That's why we like you.
Those are all people trying to convince themselves they're cool.
Yeah, right? They're like, I'm good enough.
That's actually a fair point.
Yeah. They're all doing the Stuart Smalley looking in the mirror. You know it.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
All right, Andrew, did you get to go to the game at all on Sunday?
No, I'm working. I was working. Could not go. The game may as well have been played in Timbuktu. It didn't matter. I am working. I've never missed a show other than a false positive on a COVID test last year. That was our 277th show in our 17th season. 278, whatever it was, something like that. I'm bad at math, so I can't just take a day off.
You should have, like, you know, pre-recorded the fourth quarter, took some highlights, and randomly guessed what was going to happen at other games. And then if you were wrong, you could have just said, oh, bad job out of me, and everyone like, oh, that's okay.
Good morning, guys.
That's okay.
That would have been, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought of ways, but there truly was no way. If we had done the show from our NFL Network building, which clearly we do not, we do it from DirecTV's building, which is about, you know, 15 minutes away, maybe I could have. But even then, it would have been impossible.
All right. Well, I was looking out for you. I just want you to know that because we care about you as a Browns fan. You're in the Browns backer family. All right. So give me your thoughts on where the Browns are right now. I think that anybody in the country outside of Cleveland or is a Chargers fan thought that was a great game. It was really exciting. I mean, seriously, it's great for the NFL. It was a great game to watch. What'd you have, over 1,000 yards in total offense? I mean, it was fun. It's just hard
to
swallow here.
It was like watching a Big 12 game.
Yeah.
It was like watching a Big 12 game. So what do I think about that game? I have not felt that emotionally destroyed after a game since the Ravens Monday night loss last year. Hmm. I've never been. I was rude to my loved ones. I was just a horrible human Sunday and most of yesterday as well. So that one hurt, and it hurt because. And listen, guys, I work for the league. There will be good calls and bad calls that benefit every team all year. The Browns will get the benefit of questionable calls later. Matter of fact, you could argue they did at the end of the game with the Vikings when it looked as if they clearly could and should have been called for pass interference at the end of that game, in which they survived when Kirk Cousins' pass fell incomplete in front of the end zone. That one this past week really annoyed me for a litany of reasons. And when we did it on our show yesterday on NFL Now, we praised Justin Herbert up and down. I said it on Twitter, and I said it on the show yesterday. That man is a golden god. He is unbleeping believable. But, you know, obviously A.J. Green did not interfere with Mike Williams. Mike Williams interfered with A.J. Green. That was a 37-yard swing. That is a turnover on downs, and that is a 10- to 14-point swing. Now, granted, they weren't in field goal range immediately, but Chase McLaughlin hasn't missed yet this year. But the Browns also made their own mistakes, plenty of them. So it's not all on officiating, but I just guess the combination of all those things made me just emotionally drained. I also think that it is only week 5, and let us not forget, there is an extra week this year. So Not all is lost. There are plenty more games to be played. This game may very well factor in head-to-head tiebreakers for whether home field or who's getting in and out of the playoffs later, because the Chargers aren't going away. But you got to bounce back and beat a very good team this week, a team that's undefeated, and then turn around, and I'll see you guys in 10 days on a short week against the Broncos. Or 10 days, geez, 8-9 days at that point.
What do you make
long-winded
of the
answer?
No, that's perfect, because that's pretty much where everybody is, man. What do you make of the play calling from Kevin Stefanski at the end of the game, such as the 3rd and 10 handoff to Kareem Hunt and coming out after the game and saying, hey, we were trying to get up to throw the Hail Mary?
I haven't watched it back yet, to be honest with you. You know, there are some who say conservative play calling means you don't trust the quarterback. I don't necessarily agree there. There are some who, like Dan Orlovsky, I believe, who I think I saw on Twitter, thought that it looked as if Baker checked into it because, as Daniel Jeremiah pointed out, it looked as if the Chargers were overloading the right side. I think it was the right side. They saw the bubble, and he had to check out of the bubble, so he ran. I might be conflating drives there. You'd like to be as aggressive as you can to push the ball down the field. You'd like also to see a PI when Mike Davis gets burned on the double move and throws DPJ out of bounds. And is that the play? Again, I might be conflating drives, where Stefanski probably was so furious about not getting that call there that he missed. He wasn't ready, and let his emotions get the better of him and then missed and blew the play call the next. You know, that was his mea culpa yesterday. Look, nothing went right at the end, which is disconcerting, because you did get the ball back there with a chance. Like week one, you got the ball back there with a chance. You'd also like Rashard Higgins or David Njoku to have the awareness to look up and get that ball in the Hail Mary, because that was a catchable ball. So this is all these things are why, guys. Let's get to next week quickly.
So again, you know, we said a lot of the things that you've said, and your emotion kind of mirrors the way I've been the last 2 days, just grumpy about it because I felt like the Browns should have won that game, but they didn't, and I get it. I kind of feel like, though, and you brought it up, that these are the things that will make everybody smarter at the end of the season. Like I think sometimes we forget Kevin Stefanski is still a young coach in this league, and that, you know, we talk about learning points for players all the time. Well, that was a teachable moment. That was a teachable moment. I think that's a learning moment for a head coach, and I wonder how he'll approach that down the road. And I think there's a lot of things you can still gain from this game that are going to make you better.
Absolutely.
And the point that you brought up week 17, I think, is a very valid one.
I also think, and we're reminded of this daily here, we did it on our show yesterday, how quickly things change in this league. I mean, think about it. The Bears, a couple of weeks ago after the Browns sacked Justin Fields 9 times, were sitting there saying, Pace is out, Nagy is out, they've ruined Justin Fields, they should blow up the organization, and what are they doing here? And then last week, then maybe Andy Dalton's going to come back and play. But look at the Bears now. All of a sudden, 3-2, they got their quarterback. Everyone's riding high. They're in it in the NFC North because the Vikings are playing. You know, how do we win or lose these games in the final minute every week? I mean, look, 11 days ago, guys, the Raiders were 3-0, and looking like a Super Bowl team. I'm not suggesting there's an email scandal coming out for another team, but you get my point. Things change so quickly, and you just got to get to December and turn it on. The Buffalo Bills look like they will host the AFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs right now look like they are barely clawing for a wild card. Do we firmly believe that both of those things will still be true in December? I don't know. They could change in 5 minutes.
It is a fun league for that reason, man. It really is. Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Andrew, a lot of people around here, too, are losing it over the defense, giving up as many points as they did.
Yep.
Is there something there? Is it injuries, or is it just wow, Justin Herbert's good at football.
I think all of the above. It's my favorite phrase. Both can be true here. Justin Herbert is a golden god. Number one. Sorry if that's blasphemous. I do not, you know, suggest anyone worship graven images. That said, the Browns had inexcusable busted coverages, right? So, like, they're both true. They're both. You can't leave Mike Williams 20 yards uncovered. That just can't happen. Like Trey Lance last week. 2 weeks ago, through his first career touchdown pass. Great. Arizona, it wasn't Arizona. Who was it? It was the Seahawks left Deebo Samuel 15 yards away from any defensive back. I mean, so he made a good throw and the guy was wide open. Both are true. They got to fix those things because Kyler Murray is a whole different challenge and a very good one.
Andrew, as always, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time. You're a good man. And
before Andy wraps you, Andrew,
yes.
I have one question that the Poobah is requiring me to ask you.
Oh, this means we can go long. So you can talk for the next 20 minutes if you want.
Is it a John Gruden question?
No, it is not a John Gruden question. I figured we should avoid that because nothing good is going to come from it.
You can ask. I don't care. It's fine. Whatever you want.
Have you watched any of the ALDS?
No, I told him this last night. We were texting about it. He said, what are you watching, the Monday night game or the ALCS? And I said, I just flipped over to the ALCS because I saw something on Twitter about was the guy safe or out, and Kiermaier made an amazing throw. I flipped over. It was an amazing throw by Kevin Kiermaier, like the one from Mookie Betts a couple of days ago as well. But I have watched two pitches of the American League playoffs, and they both happened to be last night when I flipped back. I cannot watch the American League playoffs. I hope it rains.
Why is that? Is it the teams involved?
I honestly, I've watched very little American. I tuned into the Indians a couple of times. It's not like I wasn't paying attention. I would look at the app, and every now and then I'd watch an inning or two. But just the way the season kind of ended, I watched the Dodgers, but I'll watch the NL playoffs right now. The AL playoffs, I can't watch Red Sox and Yankees. The Yankees are out. I can't watch the Red Sox.
I can't either. But since Poobah allowed us to have a little extra time here, I will ask about John Gruden. I mean, this is a bad situation. I do give him a tiny bit of credit for resigning, even though it's optics.
Oh, come on.
It's optics. Well, I mean, to get out of it now before – I mean, this could get a lot worse, don't you think?
Resigned, of course. But do you really
– No, I don't think he resigned, but I think he probably got some money out of the deal probably to back out of this thing a little bit quicker than everything else. I
wouldn't be surprised if he didn't see another dime. I don't know the answer. I also don't think his contract is worth 10 years and $100 million. I don't think. Coaching contracts don't have to be filed with the league. Any of us, we could go to the union database and find out what any player makes, but coaching contracts, no. So I'd be stunned if that contract's actually worth $100 million.
So where do we go with – I mean, what's next in this – I don't know if it's the Gruden story or what's going on in Washington that they're uncovering these things and what happens with Daniel Snyder. I mean, I'm just like – so far there's nothing there. And they're not – I mean, there's something there, obviously, they're investigating.
Well, but there's something there, clearly.
Yeah, what's next?
That's a great question, and I think it could be answered in a number of different places. I think what's next in Washington. I think what's next in Vegas. You did have a team that 11 days ago was 3-0 and now have to save a season. There's a football quotient to this as well.
Right.
I think it's fair to ask what's next with your fan base in Vegas or other places. People can just shrug their shoulders and go, those are just a couple of old emails. Okay, great. But the people that he insulted, and it's not just racism. I mean, it's homophobia, misogyny. He went down your long list of offending everybody. Those are your customers, okay?
Right.
And not just in Vegas. So you got to build some bridges back to your customers as well. There's some healing there to do. What other emails are there in that trove of over 600,000 emails that were allegedly taken during that Washington investigation?
To be determined, or we will see, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andrew.
Yep.
Now we stole a couple extra minutes from you, so I'm very excited about that.
Hey, we're going to discuss all of this on NFL Now coming up 1 o'clock Eastern time on NFL Network. I'm sitting in the garage right now about to walk in.
Outstanding. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Talk soon.
You got it, boy.
I will talk to you later.
See
you later. We didn't even go through a bridge or anything like that today.
No, that's
nothing.
A win.
No tunnels, no bridges, no nothing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.